This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
What do I need to know about Zakatul Fitr? Zakatul Fitr is a type of charity, a zakat that is given at the end of the month of Ramadan by every Muslim, young or old, male or female, and so on. What is the wisdom behind it? This was explained by the companion Abdullah ibn Abbas when he said, فَرَضَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ زَكَاةَ الْفِطْرِ طُهْرَةً لِلصَّائِمِ مِنَ اللَّغْوِ وَالرَّفَثِ وَطُعْمَةً لِلْمَسَاكِينِ. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam obligated Zakatul Fitr to serve as a purification for the fast, from any vain speech or indecent behavior, and also to serve as food for the poor. So that's the purpose of Zakatul Fitr, is a purification of the deficiencies that took place in the month of Ramadan. And that's why Waqi' ibn al-Jarrah, he said that the Zakatul Fitr in relation to Ramadan is what the prostration of forgetfulness is in relation to Salah. It patches up the deficiencies, subhanallah. According to the majority of scholars, paying it is an obligation. Some have said it is actually a consensus. And each one of us is to pay it on behalf of ourselves and on those who are dependent upon us, whether young or old, provided that these dependents are not able to give the zakah on their own behalf. If they are able to pay it, then it's better that they give it on their own behalf because of the generality of the address that the Prophet ﷺ gave to the Muslims to give Zakatul Fitr. And when we say dependent, that's in reference to a person on whom it is a duty upon another to provide for. So if a woman is the head of the household because the husband is not present, then she must pay on her own behalf and for her dependents, if we have defined what we mean by the word dependents. It is also permissible for a person to give his and his dependent Zakatul Fitr to one person, just as it's permissible to distribute it amongst a number of poor people, bearing in mind that the recipients of Zakatul Fitr are the same categories as Zakatul Mal, the zakah, which is one of your five pillars of Islam. The same category, they are included, which includes the poor and the needy, and the rest of the nine categories mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah. What should be given as Zakatul Fitr? Zakatul Fitr in principle should be given as staple food of the country in which the poor person lives. So that will be rice in some countries, flour in some countries, wheat in other countries. It's also possible to give it as a modern day food item, provided that the food can be stored, such as pasta. How much should be given? The hadith mentions a unit of measurement called sa'a, which is in the region of around 3 kilograms worth of food. Can it be given in the form of money to the needy instead of food? The majority of scholars, they say that this is not permissible. The Hanafis, they say it is. How should one give Zakatul Fitr in the UK and other similar countries where it's not so easy to track down a recipient of zakah? If you find someone who does qualify, then you must give them a sa' of food. If you do not find anyone, then you can give an equivalent amount of money, which of course is equivalent to the cost of food in those poorer countries, to an Islamic organization that can distribute the food on your behalf to those in need. And your intention should be that you are given this money to a representative who can act on your behalf to buy the food. The scholars have allowed this transferal, especially in demanding situations, and it can be argued that our current state of affairs, where it's quite hard to find the poor and needy, along with the dire need that exists in other lands, presents a compelling case for the allowance of food to be distributed in other countries. When should this zakah be paid? Ideally, 1 or 2 days before Eid al-Fitr, but it mustn't be left until after the Eid prayer. In the case where one giving this zakah does so via money, via an Islamic organization which acts as a representative on your behalf to convert this money to food, then there's no problem in giving it a number of days before Eid. Because in that case, you're not actually giving the zakah at the time you hand over the money.